You're probably wondering what is the white stuff there, what are these cotton plants are. And if you have been here last year, this is a Alaskan cotton plant, as they call it. It's really nice and bright white, very long fiber, but not much more beyond that, no strength. I don't think you can, Jimmy definitely know where it. It has been a long time, so where we've been dreaming about solving the RAM module on RAPIC system, what I call the $250,000 problem, coming up with a solution which will be less expensive and of course less complex, easy to do, and of course automated. And this was an opportunity for us to get that system up and running. We were looking for, of course, a low-cost system compared to the existing ones, with fully automation, hands-free operation with no need for operator assistance. And that includes the removal of the wrapping from the module without the need for a pair of hands. The benefits are quite clear. There will be less of a risk for injury when you have people running around those flipped up modules, or even those who are cutting the modules by hand. Lower operation cost, smaller footprint, and I said already, safer operation. The system which we are working on includes most of the basic components you I believe you can imagine: computer controlled, hydraulics. We also incorporated RFID identification and tail detection, and as I indicated, the automatic removal of the plastic. The two main innovation is the wrap removal and the ability to produce, to deliver that to convey that plastic into a press, so it would be automatically packed out of the way. The next few slides present a artist rendition which we created before the season. It's clear to see here some of the features of the product. You can see here two heads. The two heads on the left, on the right, containing spiked cylinders, which have a motors on the right side of them, which are our hydraulics, and they can rotate them in either direction, depending on what the function to be performed. Those heads are mounted on the hydraulic cylinders, which can be controlled or moved up, sideways and upward, or up and downward. The process is done by having one of the heads, the one on the left, on the right, I'm sorry, leaning against the module and unwinding the plastic from underneath, retreating, and then the other head is doing some operation, where the last step is actually rotating the spiked cylinders in opposite directions. By doing so, the plastic can be removed away from the over in the module. That component on top is the antennas for the RFID detection. When an RFID detection is detected in a position where a rotation is required, those two heads can lift the module and rotate it to one direction or another to avoid the tail before cutting, of course. This is another image of the head showing the spiked cylinders, which allows to rotate the module as well as release the plastic from underneath and remove it from over the module. This is a photograph of the cutting knife with its supporting structure. It's mounted, of course, ahead of the unwrapping head. It is hydraulic controlled, so it will be out of the way when it's not in use. That is the knife itself, which is on the top part there. Couple or more pictures of the system in operation. Here we're showing one of the heads pulling or releasing the plastic from underneath the module after it's being shoved over or rolled over to the other side. By no means we are not quite done with the work. We still have work to be done, which will be being handled at this every time as we talk. We need to complete some of the algorithms and integration of the sensors into the system. We're also looking for additional gen as a candidate for next year's installation, preferably at the High Plains in Texas, with a roller bed, with a small to moderate number of run bales for the 2013 gen season. And we offer to provide a preferred pricing and, of course, multi 3 years of service and update to the latest version at the end of the period. You may recall our company produced a number of control systems, primarily electronics. The accelerator on the left is our module feeder control system, which measures the amount of cotton coming into a gin and adjusts the speed of the feeding to make sure that all the gin sinks are in full capacity. The snail in the middle, the green plate, is our motion sensing for the lint and seed cotton. It does work with the conductivity principle, and it also has a sensor in the middle there which sends the amount of cotton and how much pressure is applied against the plate to compensate for the variations. We also have a microwave moisture sensing system shown here on the bottom right for the bales, ability to provide leaf grade analysis, the image on the left bottom, and miscellaneous systems. I thank you all for the attention. I'll be glad to answer any questions. You feel free to catch me after the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael. I want to thank everybody for their attention this afternoon. I'd like to give all the speakers one more round of applause, please.